the people that will not practice today, Kirk Coleman with a sternal contusion. McCoy still has not passed his test. Again, I'll have Rick out here to give you an update on Friday if he's not back by that time. And then Michael Vick will not practice today. Again, he hasn't passed his test. He took it here a little bit earlier today, and we'll get the results somewhere. But he won't practice today. So we look forward to the challenge of going down and playing Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're a 6-6 football team, good football team. Again, we're going to put a good week of preparation in and get ourselves ready to play against a good football team. Time's yours.
Good close analogy, Guy. Do you look at each preparation each week as in terms of individual things you want to focus on for him or just the overall how he progresses each week? What do you try to look at?
You're working the whole, but at the same time, you work the part as far as making sure that his technique fundamentals are right and so that he can go out and continue to make improvement and get better each week and help the football team win inevitably.
To name Foles the starter, was that your decision alone for the rest of the way?
That was my decision.
But is there a kind of a collaborative process in fact that you're looking towards the future in a certain respect?
It was my decision. I mean, there wasn't even that. Now, do I communicate with people? Absolutely. I communicate, but that was my decision.
Andy, with Coleman out, is it Sims or Anderson that's up with you?
It'll be Coleman. I'm sorry, it'll be cold. It'll be cold.
Okay. Okay. Andy, what do you see with these guys? Obviously, the situation going on right now. Do you see any guys hanging their heads, discouraged or anything like that?
No, I don't see that. I mean, I see guys, they're upset that they're not winning. Absolutely. But their preparation, they're working their tail off to get better. And that's an important thing at this point.
How comfortable would you prefer to play on Thursday?
Well, we'll take it day by day, but I mean, he's sore. I can tell you he's sore today, so I think it'll
struggle to get there. And do you anticipate him returning to the starting lineup?
Yeah, he's right about there. He worked in with a little bit at the left guard last week when we were banged up just a little bit. So right now, listen, the group that's playing right now I think is a positive. So I'm sticking with that group. As we speak, I mean, they're playing well together, and that's an important position that you play well. So, with one another. So.
What's the difference there with this offensive line the last couple of weeks?
Well, listen, you look at sacks. I mean, that's one thing that you look at. You look at the run game. You got a running back that's cranked out a few yards here the last few weeks, and so they've done a good job in their protection. They've done a good job with the run game.
And speaking of the running game, how much does that help with trying to build that? What are you trying to build that in terms of what you're trying to do? Does it help having him here before? Does it make it easier for everybody to try to get on board? What are you trying to do here?
Well, I didn't hear the first
part. In terms of your defensive line coach having him back, how's it help in terms of what you're trying to do with the rest of you?
Yeah, listen, he hadn't been here long enough to do anything. So, but he's a positive guy. He's upbeat. He's all about the team, and he wants to help it get better. And that's how Tommy was the years that he was here prior to his retirement. And so that's welcome at this time.
A little to play for in terms of the playoffs. Kenny Watkins' first round pick, don't you want to see what this kick can give you on a 4G?
Yeah, Wilson.
In terms of running backs, how special is this kid, Doug Martin, being for Tampa Bay?
Listen, I think Doug is he's really a good football player. You know, he was good at Boise State. He's taken that and just carried it right over into the National Football League. And, he's having a heck of a year right now. So you got when you play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you got to be concerned about him.
Andy, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Yeah, we'll see.
On Monday, you talked about some possible changes at certain positions, and specifically mentioned the secondary. Will we see any of those versus Buccaneers?
Well, right now you'll see Colt, you know, in there possibly if we don't. Coleman can't get himself back. So that'd be the difference right now.
Since Bryce Brown hasn't played a lot of football, is it going to take a while to rid him of the tendency to fumble the football?
Listen, playing is going to help, right? Just the sheer matter of reps that he's getting, that's going to help. And then he's got to make a cognizant effort of just keeping it high and tight, especially later in the game after a number of carries.
How much
would Michael Vick's long-term help playing through the season to sort of go away from him at this point?
Well, listen, right now, I mean, as we speak right now, he's not ready to play. And number one thing is his health. Absolutely the number one thing as we go and as we go forward. And so I'm not going to put him in any jeopardy out there. And the league rules, the way things are set up for concussions are pretty cut and dry. So, but at the same time, I'm not going to put him at risk if possible. Yeah, we'll just see. I'm gonna see how it goes with the doctors with that. We'll go from there. Take it day by day here. See how he's doing. There's a chance. Yeah, I'll see. I'll kind of cross that bridge as we get closer to him being healthy and all. So we'll just see how all that works.
What is the two games that?
Yes, he's got a few. I'll have Rick update you as we go here.
The two games Bryce Brown has started, I mean, what kind of things have you seen from him that kind of lead you to believe that he could be a really good running back in this league?
Well, really, you're taking it off of very limited film. So, but he did rotate in with the starters at Tennessee his freshman year. I had a chance to talk to Lane Kiffin, who coached him, and he was positive about him. I have a coach at Kansas State that I knew before he was injured. He was positive about him. So how he had done a ton of work on him, and just background work, and then worked him out and so on, and felt very comfortable with Ted Williams, worked him out, felt very comfortable with him. So he had a big kid. He could run fast and had good feet. And once I had a chance to meet him, and the other, Howie and Ted had a chance to meet him, he understood that he was a smart kid. And those were the things that went into it.
In terms of leadership and taking the hood on, this is a rookie with a lot of veterans. Has he been able to kind of do that without missing a beat?
Yes.
What have you seen in terms of the reaction from the defensive line with the change in coaches?
Well, it's too new right now. I mean, the guys, Tommy had an opportunity to meet with all of them and sit down and talk with them over the last couple of days or so. But they haven't been through a practice. They went through a walkthrough with them. So they got to go through a practice and get to know them a little bit better than what they know them right now. And it's a good group, and so they, they're on board and they're going to work hard. I mean, that's their nature. So don't worry about that.
Is there something specific you want to see Tommy do from that job with the defensive line that Jim wasn't doing?
I'm not going to get into that, but I just want him to do what he does, and what he does, he prepares a good, sound, aggressive defensive line. I think that's what you'll see from what Tommy coaches.
In terms of Nicky, the talk kind of has like full ring now. I'm sure that you don't need to use that self shelter or
Yeah, listen, Todd's had that. I mean, Todd has a strong personality. He's quiet, but he has a strong personality. So, I think, again, it's too early to tell, but they've met, and that seems the meetings have been good and open and great communication. And so I think that's the important thing right now this early. And we'll see how it goes here as we go forward.
And in terms of next development, is he further ahead than some of the other quarterbacks we may have had in terms of where he's at for a young quarterback? Is he a little more advanced than where he was in his development?
I mean, listen, he's a smart kid. And so he's
He works hard, spends a lot of time at his job, and he's done well. I mean, he's up to this point. Now you got to keep going, and as teams have an opportunity to study you and your strengths and weaknesses, present you with different looks according to what they see, you got to be able to answer those things. So again, it's a matter of just getting reps under his belt.
And do you feel like with Nate Allen, you guys have to play at the confidence
you're building in? Yeah, listen, I mean, it comes down to your angles and your tackling and those things. He's just got to keep working on that. And again, he's wired that way. He'll do that. But for me, it'll work out.
What about Dominic Rogers? About that?
Yeah, we've talked.
And what was the conversation and what was the episode?
It's going to work on.
Andy, long term, what do you see for Michael Vick? Even if he plays the concussion protocols and all that, what do you see for him? Does he still have anything left in the tank of the quarterback?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sure. He's, now listen, right now it's getting over that part of it. But could he still play? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's physically, he can still run, he can still throw, he's a smart kid, still play.